Local governments in Alaska that charge a sales tax could have millions of dollars less in revenue this year. That's because their residents will have less money to spend than the last few years due to lower permanent fund dividends this fall. Some municipalities, like the city and borough of Juneau, are preparing for the indirect hit. Andrew Kitchenman of APRN and KTOO in Juneau reports.
City and Borough of Juneau Finance Director Bob Bartholomew projects Governor Bill Walker's veto of about half of dividend funds will cost the city.
We had estimated that the reduction of the dividend from $2,000 per person to $1,000 per person would cost us, you know, at the high end, about $1 million of lost sales tax revenue.
That's out of $44 million of total sales tax revenue that the city projected. Juneau is one of 107 municipalities in the state that collect sales taxes. These communities raised a total of $233 million in sales tax revenue 2 years ago. So, if we apply Bartholomew's projections to the entire state, there would be $4 million to $5 million less coming in. Bartholomew says it's challenging to estimate how much less residents will spend. In part, that's because having less money to spend could lead residents' behavior to change.
It could have a ripple effect of just overall reduction in spending, and that exceeds the pure loss of dollars just because of the overall just psychological impact on spending.
Walker has said the dividend reduction was necessary in order to shore up the state's finances in the long run. Without the cut, Walker says PFDs could disappear entirely in 2 years as the state exhausts permanent fund earnings. Each municipality is handling the sales tax effect in its own way. Kenai Peninsula Borough Mayor Mike Navarre says the borough has never analyzed how residents spend their dividends. The borough based its projection for sales tax revenue on last year's spending and hasn't made adjustments based on the veto.
Sometimes it's difficult to predict exactly what the impacts are going to be. In this case, we have proximity to Anchorage, so some people will buy bigger items in Anchorage because they don't have sales tax or because they're going up there to shop anyway.
Navarre has a separate concern about how the PFD cut will affect tax revenue. The borough set its property tax due date to occur after residents receive dividend checks. Navarre says borough officials will be keeping a close eye on whether residents will struggle to pay their taxes on time if they have less money due to the lower dividends. Other municipalities are taking a wait-and-see approach to falling sales tax revenue. In Unalaska, City Manager Dave Martinson says he has looked at the issue, but decided against lowering the city's revenue estimates.
So we're going to take an approach that says we will watch it as we go through the year to determine whether or not there is something that we would need to take to our council.
Municipal governments were affected by other changes Walker made in his late June vetoes. He also cut state payments for school debt, transportation, and other funding. In Juneau, I'm Andrew Kitchenman.